الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. My respected and honorable friends, all of us have come to this world to leave it sometime, some sooner, some later. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the akhirat for us forever. This world is short-lived. What you are going to do in this world, that is what you are going to reap in the year after. So it is up to every individual to try his utmost best to make his gardens of paradise in this world. For it can never ever happen after death. My son Maulana Ibrahim Mehman has spoken quite lengthy about change. And that is the change that we need within ourselves. How many of us are there that want to change now? How many of us want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us want to turn now to the tariqah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of us want to attain that love of Allah, the true love, and the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is easy. It is not difficult. We need to make an effort. We need to make a sacrifice. And we need dedication. If we can get these things within ourselves, inshallah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very, very soon, our lives will change. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised us in the Quran Kareem, every atom bit of good that you do, you shall see it. Also, every atom bit of evil that you do, you shall see it. So collect as much as you want to see. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, will put up the scales of justice. And not a single soul on that day will be oppressed. What you have earned, that is what you are going to get. So if you want to change your lives, my dear respected friends, make Allah your friend. Is it such a friend that will be forever? All your other friends in this world that you make, after you die, soon they will forget you. You have a massive fight with them. You have an argument with them, disagreement with them. They will cut connection with you. No. Allah will be there for you forever. And the more you love Allah, the more Allah will love you. You become Allah's, and Allah will become yours. Allah will open up avenues for you in your life which your mind will not be able to comprehend. But you have to first become Allah's. Now what is the route towards it? My dear respected friends, one thing remember, that there are trillions and trillions of people on the surface of the earth. We all agree that they are servants of Allah. But out of these trillions, how many of them believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We find billions of Muslims throughout the world. How many of these billions of Muslims follow the sunnah tariqah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And yet they claim that we are from the ummah. We love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are you fooling? Are you fooling Allah? Are you fooling Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Remember, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, there is not a single prophet, a single Nabi that came to his community and the entire community believed in him and followed him. There was always opposition. So in this work of tasawwuf, in this work of zikr, the same natural stream goes, that you will find opposition. You will find people having different thoughts passing their minds. Why is that? The reason for it, my dear respected friends, we know everything. We are the deep people. None of us want to get down to the ground and begin to find our faults. We are very quick at finding the fault of the next person and speak about it. But never ever find the time to look at our own fault, that what wrong are we doing? When are we going to learn the humbleness of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That after performing his faraz namaz, after making salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his noble habit, sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to recite istighfar thrice, twice silently and the third time in a little bit audible sound. Nabi of Allah, the best of creation, worshipping Allah, and after the salah still asking for forgiveness, trying to find your faults. You can never ever change if you don't look for your faults. Look for your faults and remedy your faults. Then you can say there's a change going to come about. So your first and foremost step for the advice this evening, find your faults. And don't find and look for faults of others. For that leads to ghibat, rumors and many spiritual diseases. It brings about the anger of Allah and the wrath of Allah. So the first advice and lesson, listen and practice on it and you will start finding a change in yourself. That is, look for your faults and start remedying your faults. Number two, everybody has that intention, he has that zest, he has that ego, that I want to go out in jihad. I want to go out and fight for the Quran Kareem and the Ahadith has mentioned great virtues regarding a mujahid. And a person that dies in jihad, for starters, his body does not rot. It stays intact till the day of Qiyamah. And the Quran speaks about feeding such souls, though after they are dead. The stages in Jannah is spoken about in our hadith. How great isn't it to become a mujahid? If everybody got that intention to go into jihad and become a mujahid, my dear respected friends, you don't need guns. You don't need ammunition. Follow what Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a war to Medina Munawwara and he told the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in that we are returning from small jihad to a big jihad. We are returning from a small jihad to a big jihad. We are returning from a small jihad to a big jihad. Now what is this big jihad that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about? My dear respected friends, until and when you do not make mujahida, you do not make jihad with your nafs, you are never ever ever going to be a winner. I repeat it again. Until and when you do not make mujahida against your nafs, you will never ever become successful. You will never ever reach the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never ever reach the love of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So your second lesson for tonight, my dear respected friends, start making mujahida. Start fighting. Who must you fight? With your wife and children? With your friends? No. You fight with the two enemies. And if you cannot get these two enemies in control, your Islam, your Iman, your Amal, your love, everything is ruined. And if it is not ruined, then it will be like plastic or purple. Thinking it's nice, but got no value. Got weight, no weight to carry. You got to start learning to make mujahida, to make jihad against your nafs and against shaitan. If you can get control of these two things, after a very short while, inshallah, you will reach the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the practical aspect of Islam will become so easy for you. And that in return will strengthen your iman to such a degree that you will be connected to Allah. That is change. Are you all ready to change now? Or do you understand like how you are and die like that and suffer the consequences as Maulana Ibrahim Maimon has mentioned about the Akhirah? Come, my dear respected friends, I have feelings for you. I have love for you. Like how I am struggling. I am dedicating myself that Allah save me from the fire of Jahannam and take me into the gardens of Jannah. So would I like it for all of you too. Because you are my friends, I love you. If I am in Jannah, I want you to be in Jannah with me. But you can only get there if you follow the procedures, you follow the tariqas that have been shown to us by our akabirin. This mujahida plays a very, very important part in our change and in our spiritual upbringing. For Allah's promises in the Quran are true. They are never false. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَحْجِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلُنَا. That's a promise of Allah. Allah will inshallah never ever 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 break His promise. And the translation of the ayat is that those that make mujahida for us. Now see how humble is Allah. Allah don't say you make mujahida for me. He says make mujahida for us. So in other words, become humble, go down to the ground, take the word I of your dictionary. Now this mujahida that you make, Allah has promised that we will give you hidayat on the sirat al-mustaqim, on the path. So yes, the remedy that Allah has shown in the Quran,